The Arizona Diamondbats, not to be confused with the Diamondbacks, made Andy Yerzy their second player chosen in the recent draft. He went 52nd overall, the third round, as I said, of the draft. He is Canada's own Andy Yerzy, and it's going to be a pretty special day for him today. He has signed with the Diamondbacks. He will be taking batting practice with the Diamondbacks at the Rogers Center today. We're very pleased to be joined by Andy Yerzy. And Andy, Kevin Barker has got got some instruction here for you.
Well, just a little piece of advice, Andy. I was actually where you're at right now. I got drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers in 1996, and I got to go to County Stadium doing the same thing you did. You know, I was a young kid that you come there and take batting practice. I was a first baseman, had a little power. I was trying to show it off. So the batting practice guy threw me the first pitch, and I swung so hard that I swung through the pitch and completely missed it. So I know you've been to the Rogers Center before, and you understand how you know, the ball flies there. The one piece of advice I can give you, Andy, is the first couple of swings, just go nice and easy and try and put it in play. And then after that, unleash the beast, Andy. You know what I'm saying? So that's my little piece of advice for you.
All right, got it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Andy. Thanks again for joining us. Congratulations getting this done. I know you'd committed. We talked in spring training. You had committed to Notre Dame, but when the Diamondbacks picked you where they did pick you, was your mind almost made up right away? You know, you go 52nd overall, second round. You're going to an organization that does fast track its young players. It must have been a pretty easy decision in some way for you.
Yeah, it was pretty open and shut. I mean, me and my family talked about what would be the right pay and what would be the right round, and then they took me 52nd overall, and that met all the criteria, so it was a pretty easy decision for me.
Now, I know that you're going to be graduating from York Mills Collegiate. Were you back in school the next day?
Yeah, I was back in school that Friday.
What was the reaction of your friends and your schoolmates?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I mean, they all knew what happened. So a lot of people didn't follow the draft, so a lot of people didn't know what happened, but a decent amount knew.
What's it like when you hear your name called?
It's pretty surreal. I mean, it's something you dream about since you're a little kid, and just hearing your name called, especially on the first day, it's on live TV, so probably hundreds of thousands of people are watching, and then just hearing your name called and accomplishing your dream, and it shows that all your hard work paid off.
Andy, when did you begin to think that, because I know it can be difficult, I mean, Kevin here went through a whole thing in draft day where you thought you were going to go earlier than you did.
First round.
You'd had people telling you were going to go earlier than you did. You had different voices telling you were going to go earlier. Yep. What was it like for you in the lead up to the draft? Did you sort of try to figure out where you're going to go? Because I would think that would be human nature. Or did you kind of just say, you know what, I'm reasonably certain I'm probably going to go pretty high. I'm just going to kind of sit back and just kind of take this all in.
Yeah, I was definitely taking it all in. I mean, I talked with my advisor about the draft, and he said there are a couple teams interested in me on day one. But if I didn't go where I thought was reasonable, I was perfectly fine going to Notre Dame, which started actually on the, I'd have to drive down on the Saturday to get to summer school.
So now you've signed with the Diamondbacks. You'll be going to Missoula.
I
hate asking you, God, you're 17 years old. I hate asking you what you're, you know, when you think you're going to make it to the majors, but because I'm sure you'll say tomorrow, but, what is the thing? I'll ask you this. What is the thing you need to do initially in your mind when, now that you're signed with an organization, now you're a pro, you're going to the first level, what do you want to show the Diamondbacks in this first year?
I just want to perform. I mean, the entire reason that it's a performance-based sport, baseball. So as long as I go out there and play the way I know I can and hit the way I know I can and play defense, then I think they'll be pretty happy.
Andy, if I went to a scout and I said, explain Andy's game, what's the one big part of your game that you're most proud of?
They'd probably say I'm an offensive-minded catcher. I take pride in my swing, and I hit a lot on the side, and I take pride in my defense as well, but my bat's a little more far ahead than my defense right now.
Now, you're listed as 6'3", 210 pounds. Have the Diamondbacks told you that they're going to leave you? They're going to leave you at catcher, or do you think at some point they may ask you to move? They may ask you to move position.
Yeah, that's the plan right now. I mean, they told me they're going to stick with me behind the plate for as long as they can, and if I eventually outgrow the position or they feel that I'd be better off at first base or corner outfield position, then I'll go wherever gets me playing time, really.